looking at an opener, and especially they got a couple key people back on defense that weren't there last year due to injury. Does that complicate preparation for you at all?
First week's always kind of difficult for the preparation, just because you're going to have some different looks that you're not prepared for, and you got to make those adjustments on the side. But we've got an experienced bunch. We've got guys who have been in our system and have adapted to some of Dirk's new stuff really well. So I think, you know, for us, the focus has to be on being rock solid with our game plan and having a really good understanding of what we're doing and what we want to do, and then being able to adjust to whatever we see throughout the game.
What's been the most challenging going through Tony's head this weekend, you know, the emotions?
No. You know, I can only imagine. You know, it's probably going to be a mixed bag for him a little bit. But you'd have to ask him for exactly what's going on. But, you know, I think it'll be special for him. He played there for a long time, obviously established himself as, you know, the premier tight end, really in the history of the league there, and has kind of improved upon that here. But, you know, I can only imagine it's going to be a fun day for him.
You have to go vanilla in the preseason. How exciting is it to unleash the fury, if you will, finally get to show what you
can do? It's exciting. Week one's always exciting. You know, you get to game plan. You get to get into what we want to do and, you know, what we're going to be as an offense this year. And so I'm excited about that. It's always a great atmosphere. You know, I think Kansas City will be an even better place to, you know, one of the best places in the league to start off the season. A lot of history there. So I think I'm excited for that.
Matt, what about the offense get you particularly excited about this season?
The guys. You know, I think the biggest thing I'm excited about is my teammates. You know, we've got talented guys across the board, offensively, defensively, and, you know, just letting them go out there and make plays and do what they're capable of doing, you know, is exciting.
You've talked a lot about not wanting to leave points on the field in that Miami game, kicking the field goals. What is it going to take to get over the hump in the red zone?
We've got to improve on the details. You know, I think when we went back and we looked at some of those tapes from the preseason, you know, it's little things that have kept us out of the end zone and things we can correct. But it also comes down to making plays. You know, I think we've got to have an aggressive mindset, be aggressive when we get down there, and just, you know, make the plays when they present themselves. And that's going to be our focus this week, you know, in the red zone. And I'm sure our coaches will have dialed up a great plan for us to be able to do that. And then it's just about going out there and making those plays.
Matt, tell me about the digital headsets this year. Is that new?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they the headsets are a little different this year. The digital, they're clear. It's not like a walkie-talkie in your helmet anymore, so it's more like a cell phone.
Tell me about the story of the old ones. Do you have any horrifying stories in that?
Our equipment guys, I think, have some horrifying stories of myself and Smitty coming off on the sideline. But you know what?
Did you hear a sound check from a particular artist?
Yeah, yeah. I think we were in Oakland when it was either Oakland or San Diego. Madonna was having, a concert right next door. And we were getting a pretty good sound check before the game and during the game. So they switched that off. Hopefully we don't have any of those issues anymore.
You remember the free ticket?
I know, it was a free ticket.
You remember the song?
You know what? I don't remember what song it was. But, oh my God, I think that was my rookie year. That was my rookie year that happened. So.
You think you were getting punked?
I thought so. I thought I was getting punked at that point. But that was actually one of the craziest things that's ever happened. Being out there, getting ready, waiting for a play call to come in, and you got music in your ear. It's something different. You know, it goes without saying he's a great player. One of the best in the league. And, you know, I'm sure they'll make adjustments in terms of scheme and personnel to try and create some of what they're going to miss without him. But it's still a talented defense. In the back end, they've got two players in Barry and Flowers that, you know, I think are some of the best in the league. At the linebacker level, you got some physical guys that can make plays, that are athletic. The scheme allows them to get one-on-one matchups in the rush. So, you know, I still think we've got our work cut out for us, and they've got some talented players on that defense, and it's, you know, we're going to have to play well.